Look at these cracks in your walls and level concrete or standing water in your yard. Ocean Foundation Solutions is here to help. Visit oceanfoundation.com or call 288-495-5758. We'd like to welcome a member of the veterans of Victory, a graphic designer of Boyle Point, Indiana, Oklahoma. Lego fan all his life and honored to be representing Lego tonight, throwing out the first pick. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Chris Reyes. Thank you. tonight's umpire. Sorry, home plate umpire Trevor Matthews, your first base umpire Renee Gallegos, and John Spaulding will be your third base umpire.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Welcome to the final weekend of the first half of this Texas League season. The Rock Hounds and the San Antonio Missions will face off this evening. What's been a good season series. Of course, all the better for the Missions. They are first half champs in the South. But these teams have really been very, very evenly matched. They have now faced each other 10 times. Each team has won 5 of the 10. And, in fact, the Hounds and Missions split 6 games at Momentum Bank Ballpark. They have split the first 4 games here at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Hope your weekend is going along just splendidly. Again, it's a little on the warm side, is it not? We have 99 degrees here in San Antonio for this one, and I think probably a little warmer back home in the Permian Basin. But hope your weekend is a good one. For the Hounds and the Missions, they will face off here just moments from now, and again tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. And with that, the first half will officially be in the books. When the Rockhounds return home, of course, they will head back to the Permian Basin right after tomorrow afternoon's game. But next on the baseball diamond on Wednesday, the 28th, really starting a terrific 6-game homestand. Rockhounds will be home on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. They're in Frisco on Independence Day itself, but really get the better end of the deal. We'll have 3 nights of fireworks next weekend, and that begins, 1 week from tonight. You know why I paused there? Tell me it isn't baseball season on my the Rockhound side of my scorecard. I just glanced down for some reason when I said 1 week from tonight, and I wrote down Friday, June 24th, as being today's date. One of those facts is correct. One is remarkably incorrect. Yeah, this would be Saturday the 24th. So beginning 1 week from tonight, fireworks for 3 consecutive evenings at Rocky Town. Going to be absolutely terrific as we celebrate Independence Day. The Mission's about to take the diamond, and this evening's pitching matchup looks like this. Jose Espada, who started in the opener, now he is not going to go deep into the game. He is primarily a reliever, so it's a spot start. Espada 0-2, but a very good 3.60 ERA. For the Rockhounds, Ryan Cusick, who has been one of the league's best really all season. He has had 2 speed bumps of late. Arkansas on the road and Wichita during the last homestand got to him a little bit. Bumped that ERA up significantly. It was down around 2. It's now 4.11, but he has been one of the league's best since the season began. So right-hander Ryan Cusick and right-hander Jose Espada here in Game 5 of this 6-game series. Missions have taken the diamond, and just ahead of our first pitch of this game, let's take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. singing of the Star Spangled Banner at Nelson Wolf Stadium. And once again this evening, we had storms on Wednesday, dodged some raindrops and quite a bit of wind. It got windy last night, more than I thought. When I left the ballpark last evening, realized that that breeze, and we mentioned that the wind was a factor, but it was a definite factor last evening. Just a little bit of light breeze this evening, again just shy of 100 degrees and bright sunlight bathing this ballpark as the Rockhounds and the Missions get set to go at it. San Antonio, as we mentioned, has clinched the first half. Rockhounds had hoped, of course, that this series might be the series that would decide it. Didn't work out that way, but these two teams have really, as we mentioned earlier, these teams have really been evenly matched. They have split the first 10 games of this season series. Right-hander Jose Espada into his warm-up tosses, and he throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And just one tick under 100 degrees. We've got 99, little bit of breeze. Not a great deal, but a little bit of wind here tonight in San Antonio. And Lawrence Butler gets set to lead it off against Jose Espada. As Roland, who is the PA guy here, has been here for a good long while, just said, let's play ball. Roland, I think that's a dickens of an idea. Lawrence Butler stands in from the left side. Jose Espada leans in for the sign. And from Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, here's the first pitch of our ball game. And it's a strike on the outside edge at the knees. Lawrence Butler is the first baseman in this game. He's played there several times the last week or two. Comes in at 285. Takes, that's down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Brett Harris on deck. He's the third baseman. Brett batting second and playing third base. Darryl Hernay is back in the order tonight, so that's good news for the Rockhounds. Missed a couple of games, came out two nights ago in mid-game. Swinging a pop foul, that'll get out of play over toward a picnic area here in this ballpark. That'll rattle around a little bit. One ball and two strikes to Lawrence Butler. So Darryl back in the order. Hernay is at shortstop, batting third. And Greg Dykeman is the cleanup batter in right field. Greg Dykeman in right. 1-2 stretch, pitched by Espada, chopped towards second on two long hops. Reyes has it. Quick flip to first for the out. And Lawrence Butler retired. One down top of the first inning. Also back in the lineup tonight, J.J. Schwarz. Now, J.J. has been sidelined. He will DH in this game. And he will bat number five. J.J., the designated hitter. Denzel Clark drove in a couple of runs last night in a 4-3 defeat. But Denzel in center field batting sixth. Denzel in center. And Shane McGuire will catch and bat seventh. Shane behind the dish. McGuire will bat seventh. Here's Brett Harris now. Right-hander steps in against Jose Espada. Takes a called strike in the outside corner 0-1. Michael Goldberg in left field batting eighth. Michael in left. And Drew Swift, impressive debut last night. He moves to second base. Drew Swift batting ninth at second base for the Hounds. Pitch swung on. Looped foul out of play. So Espada jumps ahead quickly of Brett Harris 0-2. Butler, Harris, and Hernandez up top in the order. Dykeman, Schwarz, and Clark in the middle. And McGuire, Goldberg, and Swift rounded out for the Hounds. Jose Espada making his 19th appearance, his fifth as a starter, second of those in this series, a swing and a foul away. Count still 0-2 to Brett. Espada, as mentioned, primarily out of the bullpen. Very good numbers right across the board, well under a hit per inning. Both of these guys have very low opponent batting averages. Stretch and pitch by Espada stays way high for a ball in the count 1-2. We'll say only 30 base hits allowed in 40 innings. That's 20 walks, but it's not an overly high number, and 51 strikeouts in his 40 innings of work. Now, good numbers across the board. Right-hander delivers, just down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Opponents hitting just 208 against him and a 1.25 whip. You can remain gainfully employed for a while with those kind of numbers. Right-hander has been around a while since 2015. A little chopper by Brett toward third base, but that will just dribble foul. Jake Perez charged, but that ball got foul wide of the bag at third base. Still 2-2 to Brett Harris. Espada originally signed by the Toronto Blue Jays as an international free agent right about this time. It was June 15th, in fact. Eight years ago, wow, 2015. He has pitched for the Blue Jays, the Boston Red Sox organization, briefly in independent ball, and then the Padres found him there. He's been with San Antonio, we did pitch for the Missions a year ago, but with San Diego now, second season. 2-2. Harris waits. Stretch and pitch by Espada. That's down the middle, bit low in the dirt, in fact. Ball 3-2. As was the case to start the game last night, the shadow cast by this ballpark covers the infield grass almost precisely, the first base and third base sides of it. Home plate is in shadows. Left side of the infield looking right into the sun, as are the left and center fielders. A bouncing ball foul wide of third base. Boy, Brett Harris is really working this. Got down 0-2, and he's about to see the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. Was watching in left field, and Tirso Ornelas shielding his eyes from the sun with his glove. Very similar to Momentum Bank Ballpark in the terms of where the sun sets. Pitch to Brett, and he fouled another one away. That'll, as you might have heard, rattle around a little bit. So Brett Harris is getting his money's worth in this plate appearance. This will be the 10th pitch. Espada leans in, looking for the sign, and he's got it. There's a pale blue glove on his left hand. Delivery swung on, ground ball to third base. Handled there by Perez about knee high. Sets up, throws, and got him. So a long battle, but Espada wins it on the 10th pitch. At bat, and a bounce out to third. And here's Darryl Hernandez. Darryl came out of the game midway a couple of nights ago, but he is back and A-OK and ready to go, back in his familiar spot at shortstop and in his familiar three spot now in the order. He has been the cleanup guy a good portion of the year as well. Right-handed hitter at 330. The spotter comes set, bases empty and two out, and hit the outside corner. Can't place it much better than that, and it's 0-1 to Darryl. Five home runs, 35 driven in. Spot is set, hands right at the belt. Big leg kick, and the pitch swung on, and that is popped in the air. This is playable, I think. First base side drifting. Nope, going to get out of play by about not even a row. Got the top of the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side. Foul ground 0-2, the count to Hernandez. Greg Dykeman would be next here in the first inning. Missions have rallied back the last two nights. Hounds have had the early lead. They led 5-0. On Thursday, 3-0 early last night. The Missions rallied back, tied both times. The Hounds came back to win on Thursday. Missions won last night 4-3. Pitch down and away for a ball. The count is 1-2. When the Missions last night got two big swings of the bat from one of the best run producers in the league. That's Tirso Ornelas swinging a ground ball toward third. That's a fair ball into the glove of a diving Jake Perez. Down the line it goes. Hernandez will turn. He's going to come for second to throw for more. Ornelas going to be wide and a sliding double. With his batting helmet now resting on the dirt about halfway between first and second. We'll welcome back Darryl Hernandez. Makes up for lost time with a double down the left field line. Runner in scoring position, two out for Greg Dykeman. Darryl Hernandez with a sharply hit ball. Jake Perez made a nice diving effort at it. Greg Dykeman, the batter, 238, but he is very dangerous. 10 home runs, 29 driven in. Month of June, he's been really good. Takes an outside corner pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. Left-handed hitter stands ever so slightly open. Stirs that bat just a little bit. Bright white batting gloves on both hands. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, so Espada jumps ahead of Greg Dykeman 0-2, and Greg will ask for his timeout. You know, Hernández standing right on the top edge of that shadow. So the feet are in shadows, everything else in bright sunlight. Pretty much the same for third baseman Perez. And Ray Patrick did it, the shortstop, in bright sunlight. Stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, a three-pitch strikeout for Espada. Good mix of pitches, especially with locations. And he got Greg to chase one. So the good news for the Rockhounds is Darryl Hernández is back. And he comes up with a two-out double here in the top half of the first inning. But Rockhounds come up empty, and we'll go to the bottom half of the first. We're underway in San Antonio in a Village Car Wash score of the game. Rockhounds nothing, and against the right-hander Ryan Cusick, the Missions are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Ryan Cusick to the mound for the Rockhounds makes his 13th start of this 2023 season. Ryan overall 3-4 with a 4.11 earned run average. We'll say it before Ripken Reyes even gets to the box, but Ryan turned in one of the best performances of his professional career when he faced the Missions in May at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He went six innings, gave up no runs on one hit, three walks and five strikeouts. So his first time around against the Missions, outstanding. And he faces Ripken Reyes to lead it off. This guy, just a really tough hitter. Leads the league in on-base percentage. Takes a high strike, 0-1 in the outside half. Ripken at 283. Four home runs, has 29 driven in, steals a base more than every once in a while. He has 12 steals. Swings and drives one to right field, and that is going to sink and drop. Greg Dykeman will make the play, and Reyes has a single, but tell me baseball won't keep you humble. Ryan Cusick pitched six innings against the Missions, as we mentioned, at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He gave up one hit. He's thrown two pitches in this game, and he's given up one hit. Now, a guy we talked about a moment ago, Tirso Ornelas, he will be the number two hitter in the order in left field. Ornelas, one of the best run producers in this league, and boy, did he come up big last night for San Antonio. The game-tying and walk-off game-winning RBIs. Throw to first, and Ripken Reyes, wow, caught off the bag. That's shocking. I mean, he is a very bright ball player, very bright kid all the way around, by the way, but my goodness, he must have been just, I guess, fooled. He was way off in no man's land. Did try to advance, so that should go as a caught stealing. Double check that on the electronic box. Again, it'll may show up as a pickoff caught stealing. And all together now, there's no such thing. Ornelas takes up high for a ball. There's two, so one ball and no strikes. Ornelas in left, batting number two. Michael De La Cruz will catch and bat third in the order. De La Cruz behind the plate. Nobody on and one man down as a result of Reyes. Well, he got caught off the bag, that's for sure. Pitch down and in, 2-0. Daniel Johnson, the center fielder, will bat cleanup. Johnson in center. Pedro Castellanos is the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth. Castellanos, the DH. Stretch kick and pitch by Cusick. Well, that's just down and in. Ball three. Cole Cummings, the first baseman, will bat sixth. Cummings is at first. Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, batting seventh. Ditter at short in the seventh spot. 3-0 pitch. That'll get there. 3-1. Left-handed hitting Ornelas. Jake Perez at third base, batting in the eighth spot. Perez had a big game last night in his double-A debut. and Kervin Pichardo will bat ninth and play the nine spot. Pichardo in right. 3-1 pitch, down in and back to the screen. So, the base on balls, and again, that's really been the number for Ryan Cusick. That's interesting. I was waiting to see. They are going to score... going to score the pickoff as such, but Reyes actually did make a move to second base. And I would only very respectfully, because I am just one of the best guys in the league, is San Antonio's official scorer, David Humphrey. I would disagree with that. I think it's a caught stealing because he did at one point try to advance to second, and that's all it takes. But it will go as a pickoff. Michael De La Cruz takes a breaking pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Once you try to advance, doesn't matter if you were caught off the bag, and you can't be both picked off and caught stealing. So it'll go as a pickoff. And either way, the base runner is wiped away. So it's Ornelas now at first with one man down. De La Cruz swings and rips one, but foul ball got way out in front of that. Line drive foul, right field side, 0-2. Reyes, Ornelas, and De La Cruz up top. Johnson, Castellanos, and Cummings in the middle of the order. And Ditter, Perez, and Pichardo round it out. From the belt, Brian Cusick. Long set, right-hander delivers, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. And out on three pitches is Michael De La Cruz. So, two down in the inning. And the batter will be Daniel Johnson. Johnson at 252. Daniel, three home runs, 22 driven in. Yeah, the guy has been around a little bit, does a lot of things. 250, respectable average, not a whole bunch of power. He'll steal a base, though, has 13 steals. Hound's really playing the pull, and he takes a breaking pitch strike from Cusick, 0-1. Ryan, 3-4 overall with a 4.11 earned run average. Opposition hitting 238 against him in a 1.5 ERA, 1.49, I should say, whip. Pitch high and away for a ball, it's 1-1. Despite a couple of speed bumps of late, still well under a hit per inning. 57 innings pitched, 50 hits coming in. But 35 bases on balls against 49 strikeouts. 1-1 stretch, runner goes, pitching looking to bunt. But the throw down to second, they get him. Yep, he is out. Caught trying to steal a base, it's here, so Ornelas. 2-6 goes the put out, Darryl Hernandez covers the bag. And so a couple of base runners, but nobody left on base. No runs, a hit, and a walk, and nobody left. So we go to the top half of inning number two. Our Village Car Wash score through one complete. Lockdowns in the mission, scoreless.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, each team is... had a base runner or two, an opportunity, but scoreless through the first. And J.J. Schwarz back in the lineup. J.J., designated hitter, will lead it off. Takes and a high strike from Jose Espada, 0-1 the count. AJ, a 234, six home runs, 22 driven in. Of his six home runs, half of them came against the Missions at Momentum Bank Ballpark in a six-game span. He takes it all the way to the dirt for ball one, 1-1. J.J., then Denzel Clark and Shane McGuire in the top of the second inning. Boy, anything hit right now to shortstop. Good luck with the sunshine. Ray Patrick Ditter standing right at the top of that shadow. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's two balls and a strike. And breeze has almost gone away, just enough to stir the flags, but not very much. Again, don't normally get a lot of wind here. We've had a couple of fairly windy games. Just swing and a miss. Boy, J.J. chasing one up and out of the zone. Count goes 2-2. San Antonio with Tirso Ornelas in left field. Daniel Johnson is in center. And Kervin Pichardo is in right field. 2-2 count. A spotted delivers, and that's down the way. The count goes full, 3-2. Jake Perez at third base. Mentioned Ray Patrick Ditter is at shortstop. Ripken Reyes at second. Cole Cummings at first base this evening for the Missions. Pitch from Espada. Check swing. Did he go? Boy, they say no. Wow. That's ball four. First base umpire this evening is Rene Gallegos, who is from San Antonio. He is standing in or replacing, substituting for Alex Nash or Gucci tonight. Boy, we have, and again, check swings. That is such a, there is such a wide swing, no pun intended, on what is called. But Rene said J.J. didn't go. He'll draw a walk, and here's Denzel Clark. Right-handed hitting center fielder. Takes, and that's a little bit inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. In any given few games, you can see a check swing such as J.J.'s probably would have been rung up, I would think, more often than not. But not always. Swinging a well-hit ball on the line into right center field. That will sink and drop for Denzel. Rounding second. On his way to third is J.J. The throw is going to come that way, but it will be cut off. And a good swing of the bat from Denzel Clark. Opposite field line drive. Base hit. And J.J. hustles around to third. Second hit of the ball game. Denzel, remember, had a couple of ribbies in last night's game. Hounds with first and third, nobody out. Shane McGuire, number seven batter, will come to the plate. Denzel's having a good series. He's now 5-for-15 in this set for the Missions. McGuire waits, runners at first and third. Snap throw over to first, and Denzel will dive back into the bag. Catch and tag by Cole Cummings, not quite in time. Shane, a left-handed hitter. They shade him due to the Missions toward the bag at second with shortstop Ray Patrick Ditter. Set by the right-hander pitch. Got the outside corner. Well, it's just a perfect delivery, 0-1. That was moving away a little bit from the lefty, and it just got the outside corner. Just a great pitcher's pitch. Shane at 230. Three homers, 20 driven in. One of the home runs coming in this series. Stretch and pitch by Espada is down and in for a ball. And the count, one ball, one strike. Michael Goldberg on deck. Drew Swift in the hole for the Hounds. Top of the second, no score. But first and third and nobody down. Outfield pretty well straight away for the left-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch. And that ball looped toward left field, but that's going to be gloved by the shortstop. And Ray Patrick Ditter handles that with ease. The only issue might have been a little sunshine in his face. Pitch got in on Shane, little inside-out swing, and a soft liner handled by Ditter. And here is Michael Goldberg. Well, this would be an ideal time for Michael to break out of a rough stretch at the plate. Boy, it's so tough if you're not playing every day, and it's been the case. Michael playing in his 35th game of the season. This is game 68 tomorrow. Number 69 ends the first half. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch inside, and it's 0-1, the inside part of the plate. Average down to 219 with a couple of home runs and 15 driven in. Waggles at bat north and south as he waits. Runners at the corners with one man down, no score. Long set, pitched by Espada, swing and a miss. Well, after a fastball, couldn't get there, 0-2. So Espada in a jam, but he gets the first out on the soft line drive, jumps ahead here in the count, 0-2. Right-hander set at the belt, turns, toss to first base, diving back in is Denzel. Clark doesn't run a ton, but when he goes, he gets there. He's 6 out of 7 on the base paths. J.J. Schwarz, the runner at third. Walk and a single leading off the inning. 0-2 count. Goldberg waits. Espada's pitch got him. Swing and a miss. And a three-pitch whiff. And man, I mean, just a piece of your baseball heart goes out to anybody who's just in one of those stretches, and it happens to be Michael right now. He is, boy, this... It is painful to give these kind of stats, but he's won for his last 40. And, man, you know, you just know that is just absolutely, you've got that 500-pound gorilla on your back. Here's Drew Swift, first and third, but now two men down. Espada looking for the exit sign. Fastball strike, one knee high, outside edge. He's thrown four or five, three or four, just perfect pitches this first time through the order. Drew Swift in the number 9 spot. 2-for-3 with a walk and a double last night in his double-A debut. Right-handed hitter waits. Swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2. So Espada, after getting in a first and third nobody out jam, he is one pitch away from getting out of it unscathed. Top of the second inning in San Antonio. Right-hander set. Runners there leads. 0-2 count. Swift from the right side at the dish. Spot a long set. Now the plate and a swing and a miss. Comes back with, boy, back-to-back three-pitch whiffs. Rockhounds get no runs and a walk and a base hit, no errors, and they will leave two men on base. So a great opportunity goes by the board and the other side of that coin. Got to tip your cap to Espada. Came back on a soft lineout and a couple of strikeouts to get out of the inning. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go. Rockhounds threaten to come up empty. And our Village Car Wash score remains. Hounds nothing, Missions nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Mentioned just a little bit earlier, just heard about the good stuff going on at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Boy, what a great 6 games coming up. We'll start it with a half-price hot dog night next Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday will follow. Tank Tops, Rockhounds Tank Tops, a week from last night. It's Friday. And then our July Independence Celebration begins and will run Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Fireworks after all 3 games, each of those 3. Saturday will be the usual 7 o'clock start time. Sunday and Monday of next week will be 6:05. That should be just about enough to get us into the evening time for the fireworks. Daniel Johnson leads it off. We go to the bottom of the second inning, no score. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Johnson at the plate when Tirso Ornelas was caught trying to steal a base. 1-0 count. Takes a backdoor pitch for a strike from Ryan Cusick. Ryan, of course, one of the couple of guys on this roster involved in a Matt Olson deal. Joey Estes, went last night. Boy, pitched better than his numbers will tell you. Called strike inside corner 1-2. Joey Estes took a 3-0 shutout into the 7th inning. had one on with two out, still leading 3-0 in the seventh, but Missions then did some damage and eventually tied the game. Here's a called third strike inside corner. Boy, Johnson doesn't say anything, but the body English is loud enough. Pitch just got there inside edge. Second strikeout. Strikeout number two for Cusick, and that'll bring up Pedro Castellanos. Joey Estes, by the way, remains, matter of fact, his ERA didn't budge last night, still 3.41. He's top five in the league, actually top four in the league in ERA, whip and opponent average still. Pitch up and in for a ball. Count 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Pedro Castellanos. Pedro hitting 234, 7 home runs, 27 driven in. Open stance, hands way up high to start. And he takes a strike of the knees in the outside corner, 1-1. And a big, strong right-handed hitter. But, well, you just kind of wonder sometimes, you start with those hands way up high, how you get that bat through the zone. But he does. 1-1 pitch from Cusick. Tempted, did he go? Appeal? No, I can't know. Well, that's one very generous appeal denied on the hitter's behalf, but consistent, all you can ask for. J.J. Schwarz had basically the same thing one inning ago, so all is good. 2-1 pitch, out straight back, 2-2. Cole Cummings on deck for the Missions, bottom of the second, no score. Castellanos 8-41 in the season series for the Missions and Hounds, but boy, he's just one of those guys that just seems like he's very dangerous at the plate. Swings and rips one back up the middle. Well, thank you, Pedro, for proving the point. So a line drive, and boy, that was just a low sizzler. Second base hit for the Missions. Third base runner, and here's Cole Cummings. Cummings at first base in this game. Cole at 256 since joining the Missions. His 22nd game with the Padres' AA affiliate. Left-handed hitter. He's 4-13 in the series. Been on base a bunch, too. Takes way up high for a ball. 1-0 from Ryan Cusick. Cummings has been on base 7 out of 16 in this series. So he's been very good at the dish. Playing the pull to the Hounds. He takes a high strike outside edge. One ball and one strike. Third baseman Brett Harris playing. Boy, we're almost between third base and shortstop. Darryl Hernandez, the shortstop, shading well toward the bag. And Drew Swift halfway between first and second. Swinging a high fly ball to right field, but it's going to run out of steam. Greg Dykeman well short of the track. He's got it. Ball was hit way high in the air, and that'll always get the crowd going a little bit, but that one runs out of steam. Two men down, and the batter is Ray Patrick Ditter. First name we mentioned from time to time, as you always say, Ray Patrick. It is a hyphenated first name. Shortstop, 216 on the season, 4 home runs and 16 driven in. Man, he's got some sartorial splendor working. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Bright white batting gloves on both hands. He's got the bright yellow sleeve on the right arm under the black San Antonio jersey. Missions going with the black jerseys trimmed in gold and white. Swinging a hard hit ball to shortstop, but Hernandez is there. He'll underhand to Drew Swift at second for the out. Sharply hit ball. Turns into an inning-ending fielder's choice. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man left on base. So each team has had some opportunities early on. But through the first two, nobody yet putting anything on the board. So to the top half of the third we go. The Village Car Wash score. Missions and Rockhounds scoreless.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the order in the top half of the third for the Rockhounds. Lawrence Butler will lead it off. Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez to follow. Right-hander Jose Espada back to work. Right-hander delivers, and the pitch bounced foul. Down front over the top is Lawrence Butler. Espada moved up a day in the Mission's rotation. Understand he is about to become a father, and apparently it is imminent, so he was scheduled to go tomorrow, and instead left-hander Jackson Wolf will get the Sunday afternoon. Bouncer foul again. This one off the end of the bat. Count quickly 0-2 to Butler. Lawrence bounced out to second his first time up. So all good wishes to Jose and his significant other. And for right now, of course, trying to focus on the ballgame. No activity behind him in the bullpen. Again, he is primarily a reliever. Right-hander delivers, and this ball is lined to shortstop glove by Ditter. Boy, that's a laser glove by the Mission shortstop. Well, it's an out, but one thing you love about that was an 0-2 pitch, and Butler flat ripped it, but again, within the reach of Ditter at short. What a way for Brett Harris. Bounced out to third base on a 10-pitch at bat his first time up. So he's 0-1, but now without a battle. And Brett at 265, four home runs and a team-high 40 driven in. Lawrence Butler's only one behind him now. Brett takes up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes to count. Daryl Hernandez on deck again as the top third of the order in the top half of the third inning. Espada set and delivers, and up and in for a ball. Count is 2-0. Brett in the series, 3-16. Hits from Espada, went just down and away. That's a spot that he has used a bunch, but this time it was a little low and away. Like we said last half inning, he's thrown about three or four that have been absolutely just can't do it any better with your Xbox. They still have those. 3-0 pitch, that's a called strike. Perfectly placed, 3-1 to Brett. Shadow is lengthened out now about halfway between the infield grass and the left field wall, so the infielders are pretty much out of the woods. Ground ball toward third on a couple of hops, but that'll go foul between the bag and the box on the third base side. And as it was the case last time, full count here to Brett Harris. No score, top of the third. Espada mentioned he's been with the Blue Jays organization and the Red Sox, Toronto originally signing him. 26-year-old delivers that, a fastball swung on and missed. Well, he cranked that one up. Don't have the velocity readout going here in Nelson Wolf, but that was visibly a little bit more velocity than we've seen from him much of this evening. He really cranked it, and Brett couldn't get it, and he's down on strikes. Here's Daryl Hernandez. Welcomed himself back to the lineup, did Daryl, with a double down the left field line with two outs in the first. Swings and misses, and again, Daryl, and I've said this before, but you watch him at the dish. He is one of those guys for whom the phrase "doesn't get cheated" was written. His swings are purposeful. Takes up and in here, one ball and one strike. Double for Daryl. He's 4-for-7 in the series. Again, came out three nights ago early in the game, but he's back in the lineup this evening, which is good news certainly for the Hounds. Big swing and a miss. Chased one down and away. Count is 1-2. And he will get his timeout. Well, the young man from El Paso. Greg Dykeman on deck if Bernays can extend this inning as he did the first. One ball and two strikes, a spotter's pitch. Fouled straight back. Just got the top of the screen, folks in the main booth with the PA and the audio, video, and all of that, or at least most of it. I'm sure the pulse rate quickened for just a moment there. That was your basic reverse line drive. Bernays waits. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on and two men out. Spot his pitches pop way in the air. This is playable. Catcher De La Cruz will haul it in. Foul territory. Boy, way up in a brilliant blue sky. So for the first time in this game, the Rockhounds go in order here in the top half of the third. Well, we're in San Antonio, Texas at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Our broadcast brought your way in part by Village Car Wash, and after 2.5, no score.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the Cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the Market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
To the bottom of the third we go. Our broadcast brought your way this evening from Hilliard IT Solutions, and the topic this evening will be thievery. It's okay. It's not the illegal kind. It's the very legal kind, in fact. Stealing of bases. And, of course, those numbers, by the way, trending up with the new rules, and then, of course, the bases are a little bit bigger, and I'm sure that then that does have something to do with it. But, boy, that disengagement, is that what it is? Disengagement, disenchantment, anyway, all the pitchers disenchanted with it. You only throw over to first base twice in any given at bat, and, boy, it does have an effect for sure. One of the new rules that is playing out in the big leagues, and, of course, we're seeing it here as well. Jake Perez leads it off. Boy, he made a heck of a debut last night. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. He was 0 for his first two, and then two base hits in his last two at-bats, and one of them turned into the game-winning run. Takes outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Perez had a single in the seventh inning. That was part of four consecutive hits for the Missions that tied the game in the seventh. Right-handed hitter waits. One ball, one strike, way up and in from Ryan Cusick. Two balls and a strike. And with the game tied in the bottom of the ninth inning, he led it off and dropped down an absolutely perfect bunt. And thanks to Tirso Ornelas, came across with a game-winning run. Swings and a fly ball to center field. That's well struck, but with room, Denzelli's got a boy looking back into that sun. All the way from the press box, you can see the sun deflect off those sunglasses. But Denzel got there. Well-hit ball by Perez. One down, and here is Kervin Pichardo. Top of the order, Ripken Reyes on deck. No score, bottom of the third. It was on this date, 1979, major league debut for a guy who, boy, flamboyant, to be sure, Hall of Famer big, big time. Pichardo takes, up and over the glove of catcher Shane McGuire. Ball hit the padding behind home plate and dribbled right back to Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Convenience. 1-0 to Pichardo, right-handed hitter, takes a high strike inside edge, 1-1. A guy named Ricky Henderson at age 20. Ricky making his major league debut. He's with the Oakland A's against the Texas Rangers. Check swing, no question there. That's a strike, no appeal needed. 1-2, the count to Pichardo. And in that game, he had a single, he had a double, and he did something he would do 1,406 times in his career. He stole a base. And I got to looking at it. It was a swing and a bouncer foul. Talk about, and there's nothing even close to Nolan Ryan in terms of all-time strikeouts and all-time walks. Nothing compares to that, really. But Ricky's stolen base total, 1,406. It is impressive. Pitch way up and in. Count is 2-2. We'll delve into that just a little bit. Two balls, two strikes to Pichardo. Right-handed hitter. Nobody on. One man down. Bottom of the third. No score. Shadow quickly lengthening out. So now, boy, in left field, Michael Goldberg is in the sunshine from the knees up. You can imagine that trajectory of the sunset. Swinging a line drive foul, just missed. Extra bases did Pichardo. Got out in front of that a little bit, lined it foul wide of third. Still 2-2 to the Mission's right fielder. Pichardo playing in just his seventh game. It's 3-for-17. One of his three hits departed the ballpark. Pitch from Cusick. Breaking ball got him. Swing and a miss. Well, that's one of those that you almost want to call it the moment it goes off the fingertips. Don't know why, but it just looked like that was going to do something, and it did. So a strikeout, his third of the first time through the order, and now back to the top for Ripken Reyes. Ripken, a switch hitter. Base hit his first time up. Single to right field. Takes up high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. He was then picked off first base. Again, that is really interesting. I'm going to ask David Humphrey about that chance tomorrow before the game. But either way, he was caught off the base, which is unusual. Breaking pitch down and in. One ball, one strike. Reyes is not only a... I think it was described, and I'm trying to think of... who the writer was, but as a baseball gym rat. In other words, this guy, he just is all about the game in and out, but he also has a very well-rounded view on life, if you will. He's a really bright kid, swinging a foul ball out of play. The count is 1-2. Already has, I believe he has his master's degree working on his doctorate in leadership skills of some kind. And boy, just talking to folks here in San Antonio, Jeremy Sneed, the media relations director, they just love this guy. Pitch down and in for a ball. The count is 2-2. One of these guys have, hey, if you play big league baseball for 20 years, all the better. But there are also other things, of course, that they are looking at in life. I know Brett Harris is very similar that way, going to work at special ed when baseball is done. Pitch down and in, three balls, two strikes. So Reyes, not a guy who's likely to chase. Takes a big deep breath, does the switch hitter, and stands back in. Crowds that plate from the left side. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the third, no score. Now Reyes will ask for time. Again, big deep breath, stands back in. Hounds really play him to pull. Brett Harris, the third baseman, basically playing shortstop right now. Right side has also shifted. Swinging a ball hit. Well, my goodness. Give that one to the iPad. One hop to Lawrence Butler at first base, and the inning will come to an end. Boy, pull it he did. And Lawrence was right there and makes the play. So each team will go in order here in the third. Well, we'll get back to thievery with Ricky Henderson, tell you how impressive his all-time total is. Meanwhile, with game totals coming up as well, our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after three in San Antonio, no score.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. the best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
We have played three, no score here at San Antonio's Nelson Wolf Stadium. Rockhounds have no runs on two hits. San Antonio, no runs on two hits. Rockhounds have left three men on base. Also have a walk in this game. San Antonio, a walk as well. They've left one man on base and also had one pickoff and one caught stealing. So we go to the top half of inning number four. Greg Dykeman will lead it off. Rockhounds right fielder. Then J.J. Schwarz and Denzel Clark. Jose Espada back for his fourth inning of work. Right-hander delivers and a check swing strike and a quick 0-1 count. Greg, a three-pitch strikeout his first time up. So Espada so far has had his number a bit. Right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Down and in 0-2. So... Boy, right now, a spot of five pitches, five strikes against the Rockhounds right fielder. Game five of a six-game series. Teams have split the first four. Pitch way up high for a ball, and they have split the season series. Five apiece. Game time tomorrow, 1:05, and that'll put a wrap on this series, and it puts a wrap on the first half. Everybody 0-0 beginning next Wednesday the 28th. Pitch up and into Greg. Two balls and two strikes to count. Mission stay home. Cannot recall who comes to town, but somebody does, but they'll be home next week as well. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Dykeman out on strikes. So Espada wins that battle as well. Strikeout number five for the Mission's right-hander. And here's J.J. Schwarz, who drew a walk his first time up. Hounds home beginning Wednesday the 28th, hosting Corpus Christi, second and final trip in for the Hooks in 2023. Wednesday at 6:30, then Thirsty Thursday with a 7 o'clock first pitch. J.J. takes, strike at the knees, 0-1. Next Friday night, Tank Tops. Rockhounds Tank Tops, first 1,000 fans. That as well will be a 7 o'clock start. Schwarz waits, swings, bounce one foul, count quickly 0-2. And as mentioned, next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Rockhounds will celebrate independence with our July Independence celebration. Did you might have noticed a redundancy in there, but it's a good redundancy. Three straight nights of fireworks coming up next weekend and on through Monday the 3rd at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 2-0 the count. J.J. Schwarz the batter. Takes way up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. We'll see how the second half will get going for the Hounds, who, well, again, last probably 4 weeks been a bit of a struggle. Big swing and a miss here as J.J. chases one up and out of the zone. So Espada continues to be really effective. That's six strikeouts. He did walk one batter, but he has whipped six. Now he has retired the last eight batters that he has faced. And here's Denzel. Sharp single to right center field, his first time up. Denzel at 242 coming into the game. Seven home runs. He has 26 driven in. Pitch outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. He has five of those ribbies in the last two games. Denzel ready to set by Espada, and the pitch hits down and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count. Rockhounds had not treated Jose very kindly in his first two outings against them, but today he has been outstanding. Delivers up high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Well, tell me, baseball's been a little bit goofy. Strikes out the first two batters. Got 0-2 counts on Dykeman and Schwarz. Eventually struck them both out. Now all of a sudden, 3-0 to Clark. Big leg kick. Pitch right down the middle with a fastball. Boy, that just exploded over the heart of the plate. Three balls and a strike. Nobody on. Two out in the fourth inning. See what this plate appearance brings for Denzel. Give you the first hit. Little mini trivia questions for you on thievery's bouncing ball foul count goes 3-2. Let's give you the first one. Ricky Henderson, 1,046 stolen bases in his career. That is impressive. Quick one. How many other players have 1,000 or more stolen bases ever? Ricky Henderson, 1,046. Got the first of them. This date, 1979. And basically never stopped. Pitch. Well, up and in, a little check swing foul ball. No count stays 3-2, so Espada has battled back in this plate appearance. 3-0 is now 3-2 a second time. Center field getting some sunshine, just fairly deep center and right center field. Everything else now finding its way into the shadows. Stretch and pitch by Espada, and that's up high, ball four. So Denzel, single and a walk in this game. Second walk issued by the Mission's right-hander. And with that, the bullpen will stir a bit. Well, the answer to our first little mini trivia question is pretty doggone easy. Ricky Henderson has 1,046. How many other guys stole 1,000 bases? Absolutely nobody. Nope. It's the only one. How about career, Major League Baseball, career stolen bases 900 or more? Denzel bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch sails high to Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Now, Ricky has 1,046. Anybody, nobody else with 1,000. How about 900 or more? One ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire, the batter. Forgive me, Shane. Denzel runs. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw. Going to be high and wide. Stolen base. Mentioned Denzel, who does not go a lot. But when he goes pretty well, he gets there. He's 7 out of 8 now in stolen bases, and I think the count is 1-1, and indeed it is. So Denzel Clark, boy, again, he's got a lot of tools. He will be one of several. I mean, there are several guys in this club going to be fascinating to watch in the second half. Shane McGuire is swinging a foul straight back, 1-2. So Clark turns the walk into a double, so to speak. No score, top of the fourth inning. Shane, left-handed hitter, soft line drive out to the shortstop Ditter. First time, what do we have? Oh, baseball got out of the bullpen, which happens fairly frequently here. Bullpen's in play. And the Mission's with a right-hander warming. And that is Bobby Malacky, who is warming up in the bullpen. Espada trying to get through four. Has one on and two men down. And a 1-2 count to Shane McGuire. Went a pickoff play or a bluff. Did not throw. It was interesting. Ditter, the shortstop, snuck in behind Denzel. Got to the bag. He was about two steps back towards shortstop. And that's when Espada wheeled and faked the throw. Which still constitutes a chance. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-2. The disengagement rule. I think disenchantment works pretty well, too, especially for pitchers, but, yeah, disengagement. As Tom Cruise said in A Few Good Men, now, I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty serious. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt, but that'll go 2-3 on the putout. And so the walk and the stolen base, but no other damage done. Well, a really strong outing by Jose Espada, whose evening almost assuredly now is done. No runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. Answer our trivia first thing on the other side of our break. And we are in the middle of the fourth inning. Broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and we are in San Antonio with no score.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last night's hero and a guy who's been an outstanding run producer is Tirso Ornelas, and he will lead it off here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score. Ornelas, 9 home runs, 46 driven in. 2 of them last night tied the game and won the game. The 7th and 9th, respectively. Ornelas takes down in and dribbles back to the screen. Ornelas, then Michael De La Cruz and Daniel Johnson, 2, 3, and 4 in the missions order. Trivia looking for, again, all-time stolen bases. Ricky, we have determined, is the leader by a good amount. Pitch high and up there, outside corner. Again, that high strike has been called from the get-go, 1-1. We determine he's the only one with more than 1,000. How about base dealers all-time with 900 or more? Swing and a miss. Ornelas chased one up and away a little bit, 1-2. Tirso does have 56 strikeouts. He's also walked 40 times. With his 9 home runs and 46 driven in. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch got to the dirt, but that'll be retrieved there by Shane McGuire. So a 2-3 put out. Ornelas retired. And the batter is Michael De La Cruz. 4th strikeout for Ryan Cusick. Well, the answer, by the way, is not none. But there aren't very many. Only 2 other players in big league history have as many as 900 steals. One of them goes a million years ago, Billy Hamilton. And there's a current Billy Hamilton who's a good base stealer as well. Michael De La Cruz takes a strike. It's 0-1, but this Billy Hamilton goes back to the turn of the century. And second overall all-time is Lou Brock with 900-plus, but rookie the only 1,000. Pitcher called strike 2, quick 0-2 count, as he did first time. Cusick struck out De La Cruz on 3 pitches in the first inning. Nobody on, 1 out, no score in the 4th. Ryan with a stretch and pitch, a check swing, a little tapper back to the mound. Cusick bobbles, retrieves, comes to first for the out. That ball almost ran up his arm. He deflected the ball with his glove. It ran up his arm, popped up in the air. He grabbed it while moving toward first base. I don't know if it's a web gem, but it's a pretty nifty play, so it's 2 away for Daniel Johnson. Bobby Malacky will start to warm again for San Antonio, so Jose Espada, 4 scoreless innings. Against a team that had been pretty unkind to him his first 2 outings. Check swing, no question there. Strike to Johnson. Daniel, left-handed hitter, called out on strikes his first time. Well, let's take this one step further. Ricky Henderson, 1,046. We've determined only 2 other players, Lou Brock and Billy Hamilton, have 900 or more. How about 800 or more career stolen bases? Pop up, behind the plate, out of play, 0-2. Daniel Johnson, good against the Rockhounds. He's hitting right at 300. He's 12 for 40 in the season series. Has one of his three home runs. Has driven in three. Swings ground ball out towards second. Going to be a tough play. Drew Swift, really nice. Goes to his right, makes the play at the shoe tops, threw across his body and got him. Boy, really pretty play by Drew Swift. Joined the ball club yesterday, played shortstop, and that was one nifty play at second to retire Daniel Johnson. He runs pretty well. So we have played four for San Antonio. For the most prolific rivalry in Texas League history, at our Village Car Wash score through four, Hounds nothing, Missions nothing.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thanks so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Rockhounds baseball, Bob Hartz at Nelsonville Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. No score through the first four. Bobby Malacky on the pitch for San Antonio. Jose Espada outstanding. Four innings, two hits, no runs, of course. Walked two, struck out seven. 8-9 and one of the Hounds ordered to face the reliever, Bobby Malacky. It'll be Michael Goldberg, Drew Swift, and then back to the top for Lawrence Butler. Talking thievery on our Hilliard IT Solutions early game solution. Swing and a miss. Michael, a three-pitch strikeout his first time against Espada, now faces the right-hander Malacky. Boy, Bobby ready to go. I mean, right away. Got that ball back, looking in for the sign. Big leg kick, fires. Pitch swung on, high in the air, not deep. Right field, foul territory. Long run on the move, and just out of room by two rows is Cole Cummings. Good effort with right fielder Kervin Pichardo also there. 0-2 the count to Michael Goldberg. Well, Ricky, the only guy with 1,000 or more steals. Only two other guys have more than 900. How about more than 800? This is all-time big league history. We're doing this to show you how impressive Mr. Henderson was. Only two other guys have 800 or more steals. So only five players have more than 800 steals in big league history, and only Ricky more than 1,000. Swinging a fly ball again, right field. This perhaps playable. On the move is Pichardo. Nope, same spot. Two rows deep, right field stands. And, of course, you will probably know the name Lou Brock. Billy Hamilton, not the current one, the one from the turn of the century. The two guys with 800 or more you know. Tim Raines is one of them. And Ty Cobb, which, tell me that guy wasn't a heck of a ball player. Not the nicest guy of all time, I guess. But, my goodness, hit for average like nobody else in the history of the game. And, oh, by the way, had more than 800 steals, one of only five players to do it. 0-2 count, second time. Goldberg takes way up high. Does Michael, one ball and two strikes. We'll wrap this thing up. How about 700 or more? Now, that's more than two, I'll tell you that. The 1-2. Line drive, little looper, shallow right field, and it's gloved over the shoulder by Reyes. Are you kidding me? Now, look, that's not a web jam. It's just a really, really nice play by Ripken Reyes in shallow right center field. But, I mean, come on. If you're on a seven-game hit streak or whatever, or you're hitting 300, that ball will probably drop. Michael was 1-for-40, sends a little soft liner, had a chance in right center, and Reyes gloves it. My goodness. In steps Drew Swift, and he takes to the dirt for ball one. Really nice play there by Reyes. And it's a really good read, very quick read in shallow right center field. He got out and reached over the shoulder to make the play. Malachi's pitch chopped on, two long hops to shortstop, handled easily there by Ditter. Throw to first base, and Drew Swift is retired. So two men down. Rockhounds, since the Denzel Clark single in the second inning, have only a base on balls to show. Two down here in the fifth inning. Five other players, the most recent of them, by the way, see, I'm going to lay off on that, but five others have at least 700 stolen bases. But just amazing, really. Pitch down and into Lawrence Butler, 1-0. When you were talking about all-time numbers, for example, Nolan Ryan, who said strikeouts and walks, almost 1,000 more than anybody else. Pitch swung on and fouled out of play, 1-1. Talking about stolen bases, and really Ricky's numbers are almost to that level. 1,406, and nobody else with more than 1,000, and only five guys with 800 or more. All time, pitch up and away, 2-1. Pretty impressive. And really only 10 players ever with 700 or more, which is half of what Ricky had. Swing a little loop toward third base and an inside-out swing handle by Perez. Throw it first a little wide, but it is gloved by Cole Cummings. Nice reach for Cummings, and the Rockhounds again go 1-2-3. So Bobby Malachi out of the bullpen retires the side in order. Nope, we are bound for the bottom half of the fifth. We are midway through this Saturday night baseball game. Our broadcast from Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio brought your way by Village Car Wash, and midway through, no score.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Bottom half of the fifth inning of play, Pedro Castellanos leads it off with Cole Cummings and Ray Patrick Ditter to follow. Ryan Cusick gave up a single to Castellanos his first time. He takes a pitch high and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Castellanos hitting .234. Mentioned he's gotten a hold of one. He is ripped it pretty good in this series, as was the case with his single. Fouls this one straight back. That ball may have gotten in on him just a bit. One ball, one strike. Pedro, a big right-handed hitter. He is a first baseman by trade. He's the DH in this game. One for one with a single to center field. Pitch up and in. Boy, turned into that. That was way up and in, and or significantly so, about shoulder high. And Castellanos just turned into it, fouled it back. Almost fought it off. Field is entirely in shadows. The only exception, a glimmer of sunlight on the center field batter's eye. Here's the 1-2 to Castellanos, and he protects the plate, goes down and sends one foul out of play off to the right side. Good bunch on hand again here tonight. Don't think it's quite as many as last night, but they've got post-game fireworks this evening, so should be a good bunch. 1-2 pitch, and that's again launched high and foul against a still blue evening sky, playing mostly under Mother Nature's light with little help from the electronic variety. Still 1-2. Castellanos has fouled away a couple of two-strike pitches. The 1-2 from Cusick, and that's up and away for a ball, 2-2. Ryan Cusick, tall right-hander, Wake Forest University. Well, they had a season. They are swinging the foul back again. Still 1-2. And a year ago, just had to have been so frustrating for the right-hander. Ryan, 1-6, an ERA north of 7. Just never really saw, I don't think, what he is capable of. Tonight making his 13th appearance in 2023. And a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Shane McGuire handled that. He blocked it and then just tagged Castellanos. So Pedro out on strikes. And one man down now for Cole Cummings. And that is 5 strikeouts for Ryan Cusick against 1 base on balls. Well, that's a key number. Well, take a quick walk around back side of the mound for a moment. Now steps up quickly, of course, as the clock is ticking. Cole Cummings stands in. Flew out to deep right his first time. Takes high and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. No celebration hangover, apparently, for the Arkansas Travelers. They lead Wichita 7-2. Congratulations to the Travs on their first half title. With Frisco's awakening, they're leading Springfield 8-1. Good pitch down the middle, called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa scoreless in the fifth. What a disappointment for Tulsa in the first half. Pitch, big swing and a miss. Another one down and into Cummings. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Amarillo and Corpus Christi are tied up. So a couple of lopsided games and 3 ties right now in the Texas League. On a Saturday evening, Ray Patrick Ditter waiting on deck here as a swing and a foul out of play. Cole Cummings count stays 1-2. Cummings hitting just over 250. Left-handed hitter straight away in the box. Cusick with a motion and the delivery. Ground ball sharply hit. That's just foul wide at first base. Count stays 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Of course, it is. I mean, it's hot. That, well, I guess that almost goes without saying, but still, what, mid-90s? So you see, I'm still 96 here, but all things considered, boy, really nice weather in San Antonio. Pitch bounces up to the plate, bounces right past Cummings, back to the screen, 2-2. Of course, that's easy to say here. Now, unlike my colleagues down the hall, and I, by the way, they're friends of mine, don't get me wrong, Stu Paul and Bob Svoboda, windows closed. Come on, you guys. So we're going to get a tiny bit of AC going here, but it's warm and really comfortable. There's a swing and a miss down and in, and Ryan Cusick, well, really had Cummings tied up on the pitches down and in to the left-handed hitter. 6 strikeouts for Ryan, and here's Ray Patrick Ditter. Now to an inning-ending fielder's choice in the second. I think all things considered, very, very, very nice evening here. Teams play in the afternoon tomorrow. That'll be hot, but getaway day. The afternoon game sounds good. Called strike to Ray Patrick Ditter, 0-1. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Ditter at 216 overall in the season. Cusick with a stretch and pitch. Went just outside, 1-1. Nobody on, 2 down, bottom of the fifth. Ditter with the bright orange spikes as well. Takes just down and away. That's ball 2. 2 balls and a strike. Cusick missing with the 0-1 and 1-1 pitches. Not by much. Base is empty, 2 down, but a favorable count here for Ditter. Right-handed hitter waits, takes a breaking pitch, and that's wide, and that's ball 3. Cusick walked the second batter he faced in this game. That was Tirso Ornelas. And he's now 3-1. And he hasn't had a 3-ball count very often in this game. Here is the stretch in the 3-1 pitch, and that is sharply hit to shortstop. Backhanded by Hernandez. Edge of the grass. Comes up throwing on a hop, and he got him. Nice play by Hernandez and a good play, too, at first base to glove that ball from Lawrence Butler, but that's a terrific play by Hernandez. Into the outfield grass, and Ditter has 11 steals. He runs pretty well. But he is retired, and a good play at short by Daryl Hernandez, and we have played five. We'll give you some totals coming up after five complete in Game 5 of this series. Rockhounds and the San Antonio Missions Village Car Wash score is no score.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealer.
Said it right up top when we introduced this game to you just at 7 o'clock or so that Missions, of course, first half champs, and for the Hounds, yeah, it's been very disappointing the last month or so, but these teams have really been very evenly matched throughout this season. They met for six games at Momentum Bank Ballpark in early May. They split those two games, they split those six games. Missions won the first three, Hounds the next three, and they've gone back and forth in this one. The Rockhounds won games 1 and 3, Missions games 2 and 4. So 10 games into the season series, they're 5-5, and five innings into game number five of the series, no score. Brett Harris leads it off, so we go to the top of the fifth inning. Harris, then Hernandez and Dykeman, and the pitch misses ball one from Bobby Malachi, one ball and no strikes. Brett 0 for 2. Boy, lately that's got to be driving him out of his mind. 1-1 pitch is a strike at the knees, and the count is a ball and a strike. So I owe you some totals on our game summary from your Texas Ford dealers. 1-1 count. Harris waits. Swings and fouls one away. Off to the right. A ball and two strikes. And it's pretty basic scoreboard right now. No runs, two hits, no errors for each team. And in fact, most of the base runners early in this game. Pitching has been right up there. There's a shot up the middle by Brett Harris. Boy, line driving. Well, Bobby Malachi is disappointed with himself that he didn't catch that ball, but my goodness, that was a laser back up the middle. So Brett Harris with a solid leadoff base hit here in the sixth inning, and that'll be the third base hit of the ball game for the Rockhounds. Again, Jose Espada, if I did not say, four innings, two hits, no runs, obviously, in a scoreless game. He walked two, struck out seven. So one on and nobody down here. And here is Daryl Hernandez, and he swings and sends a laser to the screen on the right side. It's 0-1. Each team had opportunities early. Two-out double by Daryl Hernandez in the first inning. Missions had a single and a walk in the first inning. Had what was scored as a pickoff and also a second runner with a caught stealing. Hernandez tries to bunt. He will push it past Malachi. Backhander, they get him? No, don't think so. They did. Boy, out just barely. Hernandez thought he beat it. He's going to argue it, and so is Bobby. So is Juan Delaney. Boy, I don't know about that. So that will go as a sacrifice. Runner in scoring position. Well, now, Rene Gallegos is a substitute umpire. So, wow, welcome to the Texas League. Really close call, no question. So, sacrifice bunt. I think Gabe will score it that way. Down to second base goes Brett Harris. And, well, yeah, Bobby is this full tilt boogie argument right here. And that was really close. Hernandez thought he beat it. Juan Delaney. D'Lo from time to time will give a safe sign if he thinks the guy beat it, but he doesn't usually do much beyond that, and he did in this case. He argued a bit. Now Bobby is he's going back at it. Whoa, he may get tossed here. Well, Bobby walking back now. I don't know exactly what something was said. Wow, that's interesting. You don't often see a manager turn around and go back, and a little exclamation point perhaps is added there. So Harris is on at second base. Sacrifice goes 1-3. By the way, it was a... I trust that is a sacrifice. See if David will turn this way. I'm pretty sure. I think he just said sacrifice. We're not getting the little in-house PA, but usually get the signal. We'll go with a sacrifice bunt there. Runner in scoring position and a called strike to Greg Dykeman. But Greg is having zero fun at the plate tonight. 0-2. Both on strikes against Jose Espada. They got down to the count 0-2 both times. 0-1 here. No score, sixth inning. Brett Harris, the leadoff second pitch to Greg, is outside and high for a ball, one ball, and one strike. So the Hounds now for the third time, check me, fourth time in this game, have a runner in scoring position. Pitch to Dykeman, foul back. Count goes a ball and two strikes. J.J. Schwarz on deck for the Hounds in the top of the sixth. I owe you Bobby Malacky's numbers as well as right-hander makes his second appearance in this series. You see Greg Dykeman with a runner in scoring position. One down, pitch to Dykeman, tempted, didn't go, pitch blocked nicely behind the plate by De La Cruz. Well, that was in the dirt, down around the shoe tops as well, and Michael dropped down and blocked it with a body, kept it close. Don't imagine Brett Harris had a really good look at it anyway, but De La Cruz took care of business. 2-2 to Greg Dykeman. Bobby Malacky, just his third appearance with the Missions, including one in this series, although he does have a save, and that came in this set. Pitch up, boy, high, strike three. Oh, my goodness, Greg Dykeman not happy, and, well, might sign that petition, Greg. Boy, that was a high third strike. We said, though, twice in this broadcast already that high strikes have been called, and it certainly was there. So a runner in scoring position, two men down, and Greg Dykeman with his third strikeout of this ballgame. And the batter will be J.J. Hounds DH has walked and struck out as J.J. Schwarz. Malacky looks for the exit sign with a runner in scoring position and sends one right down the middle for a called strike. That's 0-1. Denzel Clark, who's had a very good game, in fact, a very good series. Denzel on deck, but right now it's one on with two down. 0-1 to J.J. Stirs that bat a little bit over the right shoulder, swings and sends one foul, and he is quickly down in the count. It's 0-2. So, game in the top of the sixth, the base hit by Brett Harris, a leadoff single. Sacrifice bunt from Hernandez, but Greg Dykeman the strikeout. Runner in scoring position, two men down. Schwarz waits, swing, sends a high foul ball off to the right and out of play. Still have a nice blue sky this evening in San Antonio. J.J., first appearance of this series. Been with the club, but not in the lineup through the first four games of the set, and in fact in the latter stages of the homestand as well, but back in the lineup tonight. Right-handed hitter waits. Malacky has his sign. Comes set, hands at the belt, delivery, a swing and a miss, and he got it with a high fastball. So the Rockhounds get a leadoff base hit here from Brett Harris, and he is going to be stranded at second base. So we have played six. Excuse me, we'll go to the bottom half of the six. That sounds even better. Yeah, you have to do it that way, half inning at a time. Village Car Wash score of our ball game. We're in San Antonio at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Rockhounds and Missions, nothing, nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Ryan Cusick going back for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Jake Perez, Kirvin Pichardo, then back to the top for Ripken Reyes here in the home half of the sixth. Scoreless ball game. Rockdown's their first opportunity. Couldn't say in a while. Denzel Clark walked and stole second, but that was with two outs in the fourth. Brett Harris, though, leadoff single and stranded at second base. Here is Jake Perez. Flew out to center field and a well-hit ball his first time up. 2-for-5 in his double-A career, which is now a game and a half old. Kirvin Pichardo is mentioned on deck, and then Reyes, I think I told you that, pitch to the outside corner called strike in the bottom of the sixth underway. Perez just up from the Complex League in Arizona. And man, what a nice debut last evening. Swing and a miss here, chased one down and away. Dropped down just an absolutely sensational bunt in the bottom of the ninth inning, leading it off, turned into the game-winning run. How about that for a double-A debut? 0-2 pitch, way up and in. Count goes 1-1, make it 1-2, the count to Perez. Both bullpens empty here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Cusick takes the big deep breath, looks in for the sign from Shane McGuire. Pitch swung on, rolled between third and short. It's going to be Hernandez on the edge of the grass, comes up throwing, and he get him. My gosh, he did! He's out! What a play by Hernandez! No argument, by the way, from anybody except folks in the stands. What a play by Hernandez! That's his second in this game. And Perez runs pretty well, and that was a really nice stretch and catch at first base by Lawrence Butler, who doesn't play a ton over there. He plays some, but not a ton. But Hernandez, that was just sensational. Sliding, edge of the grass in left field, and came up with a really strong throw, and Butler with a really nice stretch. So one down, boy, slapping some serious leather. And here is Kirvin Pichardo, high fly ball left field. Michael Goldberg on the move, coming toward the foul line into foul ground, and he'll hang on to it right between the mound and the plate in the San Antonio bullpen. That's a nice play by Goldberg. So two men down here, and Ripken Reyes will be the batter, top of the order. Well, I don't know Ripken personally, obviously, but you got to think he is probably still talking to himself about getting caught off the base at first. He singled to open the bottom of the first inning and got caught off the base. Now, he did try to advance to second. It should have been a caught stealing, but that's just a small thing. It goes as a pickoff. But either way, you just know he's had to have been talking to himself after that. Takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. He is just a terrific player. One of those guys, you'd love to see a kid like this make the next two steps. Don't know if he will, but, man, guy's a ball player. Ground ball to first. That'll be handled on two long hops by Lawrence Butler. Gets to the bag at first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. And Ryan Cusick has now retired 14 consecutive batters in this ball game. And boy, he has been something against the Missions in 2023. So we have now played six innings. I tried to say that before. This time we really have. San Antonio, Texas, six in the books. Village Car Wash score. The Missions and the Rockhounds scoreless.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram.
Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockHounds.org.
Well, top of the seventh, what a terrific ball game tonight from San Antonio. Scoreless to the seventh, Denzel Clark leads it off. Bobby Mulacky for his third inning of work. Right-handed hitter stands in and takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Denzel has been on base twice, a single in the second inning, and that had runners at first and third. Hounds missed that chance. A swing and a miss. Good fastball ran in on him from Mulacky. It was a terrific job, though, back in the second inning by Jose Espada. Got a soft line drive to short and a pair of strikeouts to get out of a first and third jam. Denzel fouls the 1-1 back and count a ball and two strikes to the Hounds center fielder. Shane McGuire and Michael Goldberg will follow in the top of the seventh. Denzel will take his time here. Right-handed hitter does have some speed. Stole a base, as mentioned earlier. Takes down and away, and the count squares at 2-2. So Bobby Mulacky, his third inning of work out of the bullpen. Jose Espada with a really strong start. Swinging a foul to the screen over the Rockhounds dugout first base side. Mentioned, we understand anyway from Jeremy Sneed, that media relations director here, that Jose and his significant other expecting a baby, and that is why he was moved up a day. So all good thoughts. A swing and a foul back 2-2. Boy, and the dad-to-be was outstanding on the mound. Struck out 7 in this game in just 4 innings. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel waits. Mulacky's pitch swung on, lifted in the air to right field. Plenty of room for Pichardo, drifting now with the wind. Wind's picked up a little bit, and he will haul that in. Shallow right field. One man down, top of the seventh, and Shane McGuire to the plate. Shane is looped out to shortstop. Matt Kenley in came with first and third, and nobody out in the second inning. It's the Hounds' best opportunity in this game. And also the sixth inning had Brett Harris in scoring position with one man down. But Mulacky came strong with a couple of strikeouts. Big swing and a miss. McGuire comes up empty on the first offering, 0-1. Now, fly ball to right field. The flags are actually unfurled a little bit, and they do again. So we've got a little bit of breeze here. And you know what? A little bit more than a little. The trees, those lush green trees beyond the outfield wall, moving a little bit. Here's a swing and a miss. Count quickly 0-2 to Shane McGuire. Both bullpens empty. Top of the seventh inning, no score. Mulacky, the no wind-up motion. That big leg kick delivers up high for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Shane McGuire behind the plate in this game. Also plays for first base pretty regularly for the Rockhounds. Has a home run in this set. Swings and pops this one foul straight back out of play. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shane with a home run. He's only 3-for-16 in this series, but he also has a home run and 5 driven in. That pitch misses and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 to Shane McGuire. Went through a little downstretch in terms of average, but he was drawing a ton of walks in that stretch as well. He's been swinging the bat pretty well of late. Swings ground ball right side and a couple of hard hops handled nicely by Cummings at first, and he will underhand to Mulacky covering the bag. Nicely done. With a sharp ground ball with a lot of topspin on it. It kicked up a little bit, but Cole Cummings stayed with it. Yeah, Michael Goldberg will come to the plate. Boy, baseball, it's just such a cruel game sometimes. It's a great game. We all love it, but boy, it can be cruel. One for his last 40 and hits a ball that looks for the world like it'll drop for a little duck snort in right center field, and Ripken Reyes takes it away from him. His last at bat. Swings and fouls it back, and it's 0-1. And it's just, I mean, baseball players, I've done some studying on it, they're also human beings, and you know that Michael's pressing a little bit. That's just human nature. Swings and sends this one back, and he's quickly down in the count 0-2, and man, he's got to feel like he walks to the plate, and it's 0-2. Just a long stretch. Boy, a really tough stretch for the Hounds left fielder. 0-2 count. Mulacky with the delivery. Ground ball left side, and that's going to be handled by the shortstop. Ditter throws it. He beat it. He did. Well, hello. How are you? An infield single from Michael Goldberg. And, boy, if a piece of your baseball heart doesn't applaud that, it's time for a checkup. Infield single from Michael Goldberg. Well, I'll give you the stat, but I'll give it to you a better way this time. He is now, that just broke an 0-for-19 and a 1-for-41. And he did it with a ground ball and some great hustle. Really nice play by Ditter, but didn't quite get him. Drew Swift takes a called strike. It is 0-1, so Michael Goldberg. Don't need to cheerlead, but man, you'd love to see that be the start of a really nice stretch for him. Second year with the Rockhounds. Stretch and pitch to Drew Swift. Well, just missed down and away. One ball and one strike. So it's one on, two out, top of the seventh, no score. Terrific ball game here tonight. Hounds have four base hits. The Mission's two. Goldberg, short lead. He's got decent speed. Doesn't run a great deal. Just a couple of steals over the course of the season. And the batter, Drew Swift. Well, Drew is 0-for-2 in this game, so he's all the way down to 400 now in his double-A career. He and Jake Perez of the Missions, both debuting last night. They've been terrific. Up, bouncer right back to the mound. So Mulacky will make that play with ease. And the base hit by Michael Goldberg. Well, if nothing else, man, that has got to be a great, great sense of relief. Our nine Googleable trivia is coming up for you. Seventh inning stretch. San Antonio's Nelson Wolf Stadium. And to take me out to the ball game time, Village Car Wash score of our game, Rockhounds nothing, San Antonio nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Seventh inning stretch in San Antonio, and back to work is Ryan Cusick on the mound. Our non-Googleable trivia from Bud Light. We're talking thievery early on in this game with Ricky Henderson. A little background, Ricky made his major league debut on this date, 1979. A's and Rangers, and yep, he stole a base, and he would steal 1,405 more. Thank you very much. We determined that nobody else has more than 1,000. Only two other guys have more than 900. Only two others have more than 800 stolen bases. So Ricky Henderson, that's an impressive number. How about guys who are playing the game now? Active players. Let's give you a framework of between 200 and 600. How many stolen bases does the current major league leader have between 200 and 600? I might even give you time to Google it if you can, but you'll think that one over a bit. Tirso Ornelas will lead it off. He is 0 for 1. He has a walk and a strikeout. Two big swings of the bat last night, including the walk-off game winner. Takes down and in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The heart of the San Antonio order, certainly Ornelas is part of that. Ornelas, De La Cruz, and Johnson, 2, 3, and 4, face Cusick here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Up there, inside corner, called strike, 1-1. Tirso really solid with the average, 273. Nine homers, 46 driven in, top five in the league. Swings and fouls it back. Count is 1-2. San Antonio's recent series at Amarillo, I have a feeling they probably struck up a brass band when this guy left town. He just terrorized the sod poodles at Hodgetown, taking advantage of those confines. You can read that, by the way, his band box, but that's a whole other story, of course, one with which we're really familiar. The Missions took care of business in the Panhandle and with that put themselves on the verge of what they have accomplished. Of course, first half champs. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. And last night in the bottom of the ninth inning, just terrific stuff. And again, Jake Perez in his first game at Double-A drops down to just a perfect bunt to start the ninth. And a couple of batters later, this guy came up and delivered the game winner. 2-2, down and in, ball three. Again, for Ryan Cusick, not a great number of three-ball counts in this game. This is just a real quick check of the score sheet. That's the third. But it's a dangerous one here. 3-2 to Ornelas. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitched by Cusick. Hard hit ball, first base side. Glove by Butler! And he underhands to Cusick for the out. Lawrence Butler, did I say he doesn't play much first base? He just played a bunch right there. Ornelas drilled that down the line. Butler made a diving stop. Oh, that's just sensational. His body crossed the foul line. And good hustle as well by Cusick to get there to cover the bag. Tremendous play, and that takes a double away from Ornelas in a scoreless tie. Visit to the mound here, our probably by now Googleable trivia. I think 1,406 stolen bases isn't impressive. The current active leader in Big League Baseball is Elvis Andrews, and he's been playing for 15 years. He has 341. Starling Marte has 338 right behind him, but he's played 12 years. Billy Hamilton, this one, not the other one from early in the turn of the century, that last century, 1900. Billy Hamilton, 326, but that's it. Pitch down and in for a ball to Michael De La Cruz. Switch hitter batting from the left side. We'll follow up. How many career active players, guys playing the game right now, how many of them have 200 stolen bases? Again, Ricky with 1,400. Amazing. Swing and a foul tip. One ball and one strike. Michael De La Cruz, a strikeout in the first inning. He bounced out to pitcher Ryan Cusick in the fourth. Boy, Ryan has been the beneficiary of a sensational play in each of the last three innings. Two by shortstop Darryl Hernandez, and here Lawrence Butler. My goodness. Swing and a foul away into a deepening sky now. One ball and two strikes. Active players with more than 200 stolen bases. Activity now will begin in the Rockhounds bullpen. Durbin Feltman, I believe. Pitch by Cusick. Swing and a miss on a delivery down and in. And De La Cruz out on strikes. Michael has been very interesting. He is just under 300 for the year. But against the rest of the league, he's hitting well over 300. De La Cruz is only 3 for 28 against the Rockhounds. Again, just one of those oddities. Not unusual at all, but just for whatever the reason, you see it every season. Just a team that doesn't match up well or a batter doesn't match up well with another team. But 3 for 28 against the Hounds and knocking the cover off against the rest of the league. Here's Daniel Johnson. Swings and fouls it back 0-1. Among active players, 5 have at least 200 stolen bases. The last guy to reach that mark was a guy named Mike Trout. Pretty good. Former Texas leaguer. Thank you very much. But Ricky's stolen base totals and Nolan Ryan's strikeout and career walks among the most amazing. Ground ball sharply hit at first. Butler will make the play. Underhand short distance to Cusick. Their second hookup of this inning. This one a little bit more routine. And it is a 1-2-3 inning, but 1-2-3 only thanks to the brilliant glove work at first by Lawrence Butler. So, my goodness, it might not be the pennant race game that kind of we're thinking about and maybe hoping for, but what a ball game tonight. Saturday evening baseball from San Antonio brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after 7, no score.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, just tremendous pitching and tremendous defense tonight. If you're a fan of high-scoring games, you're not going to like this one, but this has been well-played, well-pitched, and you can underscore both of those. Activity in both bullpens as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Top of the Rockhounds' order, Lawrence Butler. And, well, again, he has played first base in his career. It was nothing that unusual, but he has just been brilliant in this ballgame. Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez, who has been outstanding at shortstop, will follow. So both bullpens working. Bobby Malacky back to the mound and delivers down and in to Butler. Ball 1-1-0 in the eighth inning. Begins in a scoreless tie. We are game recap here in a moment. A swing and a miss. Lawrence comes up empty, 1-1. Rockhounds, no runs, 4 hits. Missions, no runs, 2 hits. Game errorless. 1-1. Butler swings, fouls it away, 1-2. Lawrence 0-3 in this one. Bounced out to second to open the game. Ripped a line drive, but it was within the reach of Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop in the third. Bounced out on a nice play by Perez. There's a shot up the middle, a clean base hit for Lawrence Butler. Again, it went right past Bobby Malacky. Again, he reacted a little bit, but as was the case on the ball that Brett Harris hit, boy, that's a tough play to make. Fifth base hit for the Rockhounds, and that's a leadoff single for the second time in the last 3 innings. Brett Harris will be the batter, and well, that ball may have brushed Bobby. Bobby Malacky come out and asking briefly, is he okay? Now he's coming out of the ballgame, so pitching change going to be made here. There was activity in the bullpen anyway, but boy, I don't know, let me get a second look at that. Not sure where that ball got him. So Bobby Malacky will go 3 innings plus in this game out of the bullpen. In relief of Jose Espada. And again, that was a spot start for Jose. Malacky did not walk the batter. He struck out 2, gave up 3 base hits, including a single to Lawrence Butler just a couple of moments ago. So Butler will be the base runner. Brett Harris will be the batter with Daryl Hernandez in the on-deck circle. And again, we are scoreless in the top half of the eighth inning. And Kevin Copps will come on to pitch. And he will inherit a runner at first base. Nobody out in a tie ball game. Kevin Copps on to pitch. So this ball game, as we mentioned, right at the top, maybe the line score. This is the fifth game of the six-game series. Teams will wrap things up tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. Gotta love that. That'll weigh missions. Playing at 1:05 tomorrow afternoon. The league will take 2 days off before resuming. Hounds are on Wednesday evening set to open a homestand against the Corpus Christi Hooks, which includes, of course, half-price hot dogs next Wednesday. We've got Thirsty Thursday, as always. Rockhounds tank tops on Friday night. That's something new, isn't it? And then the July celebration fireworks on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Be a 6-game homestand and a terrific stay at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hounds will then head to Frisco for the 4th of July, but great homestand upcoming. Tickets and information, of course, available right where you are, MidlandRockhounds.org. Brett Harris, the batter. Brett 1-for-3 with just a laser back up the middle. That led off the sixth. Hounds got him to second base, and then, boy, Bobby Malacky took charge of back-to-back strikeouts. Here's Brett Harris with a right-handed hitter. Looked to bunt, draws the bat back, and takes ball one. Daryl Hernandez on deck. Greg Dykeman in the hole. Third baseman is Jake Perez. He is even with the bag and near the line at third. Infield up the middle playing double play depth. Looking to bunt. Harris draws the bat back but takes a strike. and it's 1-1 from Kevin Copps. Kevin has been outstanding. He makes his 20th appearance of the season, a 3.27 ERA out of the Mission's bullpen. One ball, one strike. Butler a short lead. He will draw a throw nonetheless and gets back in standing up. Cole Cummings is the Mission's first baseman. Outfield pretty well straight away for Brett. A little bit of wind, and it's more inward now. Perez still cheating in at third. Stretch and pitch, and that's well outside for a ball. Cops kind of yanked that one. Two balls, one strike to Brett. Well, the teams have been tied late now for three consecutive evenings. This is a much different journey to get to that. Hounds had leads early in the last two ball games. Missions came back to tie both times. Hounds winning Thursday, Missions winning last night. Delivery and a bunt back toward the mound, and he will flip to first base. Will Copps a little low, but that's handled by Cummings. Sacrifice bunt for Brett Harris. So for the second time in three innings, Rockhounds get a leadoff single, push that runner to scoring position, and here is Darryl Hernaez, who is 1-for-2, a double, and fouled out to catcher Michael De La Cruz, and he dropped down the sacrifice bunt, and man, it was close. Then you look at the little things. This game is still scoreless. Hernaez dropped down a sacrifice bunt. He thought he beat it. Swing ground ball down the third base line. Backhanded by Perez. Comes up throwing and got him. Terrific play by Jake Perez at third base. Hard hit ball. Backhanded beautifully. Two men down. Boy, the defense in this game has been outstanding. Well, the Missions have necessarily one of the signature plays the Hounds have made, what, three of them here in the last three innings. But, man, that was nicely handled by Jake Perez. Well, he's made a nice transition to Double-A. What's the big deal about that jump, he says. Here's Greg Dykeman, and he is 0-for-3, all on strikes. And he takes right down the middle, 0-1. Boy, Mission's pitching just picking on the Rockhounds' right fielder. He has started 0-2, 0-2, 0-1, and now 0-1 again. Runner in scoring position, Lawrence Butler, two men down, pitch to Dykeman, popped it foul out of play into a deep blue night sky off to the left, count is 0-2. So Greg Dykeman again, down in the count, he's been 0-2, three of his four times up. Leadoff single by Lawrence Butler, sacrifice bunt by Brett Harris, brilliant play at third by Jake Perez, and now it's an 0-2 count, one on, two out. It's to Dykeman, and he got him a swing and a miss. And, boy, that is one frustrated hitter. That is four strikeouts for Greg Dykeman, and the inning will come to an end. So a leadoff single for the second time in three innings. But that one goes by the boards. We are bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning. So an opportunity here for the Missions to really put the pressure on the Hounds. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and we are in San Antonio with our Village Car Wash score of the game. Rockhounds nothing, Missions nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Shohei Tomioka on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, Ryan Cusick, my goodness, he has faced the missions twice. He has gone 13 innings and given up no runs on three hits. So Ryan Cusick with a tremendous performance. Shohei finds the zone in the bottom of the eighth underway as Pedro Castellanos with an 0-1 count. Castellanos, the really dangerous hitter. Maybe not average, but boy, otherwise, swings and punches. This one foul. He's down in the count 0-2. Ryan Cusick, seven innings, no runs, two hits, one walk, seven strikeouts, one walk. Circle that. And came in with 35 walks and 49 strikeouts. And he walked one, struck out seven tonight. Pitch to Castellanos, ground ball on the first base side. And Lawrence can't get this one off the end of his glove down into right field. Base hit. So the missions, that is the first San Antonio hit since the second inning. Ryan Cusick retired the last 17 that he faced. But a leadoff base hit here. And boy, as even more so than last night, Joey Estes took a shutout into the seventh. Ryan Cusick, when he retires the last 17 that he faced in this game. After the base hit in the second inning. Well, maybe his best performance as a pro. Here's a swing and a drive into right field, but it's not going to carry. Greg Dykeman will come into fairly shallow right, makes the play. Cole Cummings fly ball to right. Handled by Dykeman, one man down. So leadoff hit here for the missions. And you have to say, of course, now, the missions have been robbed of base hits three different times in the last three innings, but the Hounds have had more opportunities in this game, but have not taken advantage. And the missions now with runner at first, one down for Ray Patrick Ditter. He is 0-2. Bounced out of the first of two web gems from Daryl Hernandez in this game. Tried to bunt, popped it up, but that'll get into the seats off to our left and out of play, 0-1. So Cole Cummings, a first pitch, fly ball out to right, 0-1 count to Ray Patrick Ditter, 0-2 in this game. Third baseman Brett Harris in no doubles alignment. He's a step, maybe two, off the line at third. Stretch and pitch by Shohei. Breaking ball down and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Second baseman Drew Swift is shading solidly toward the bag at second, so the right side is almost completely wide open. Ditter is a right-handed hitter. Pitch from Shohei. Wow, missed, not 100% sure where. Two balls and one strike to count. Just being honest. Two balls, one strike. Scoreless tie last of the eighth. Missions, a great opportunity here to put the hammer down. Stretch by Shohei. Pitch to the plate is way up and in, and that's ball three. Three balls, one strike. Well, the right-hander will think this over for a moment. Fidgets with the baseball in his right hand for a moment. Now puts it behind his back, looking for the sign. 3-1 to Ditter. Castellanos is the base runner. He's not a base stealer. Stretch and pitch. Nope, down and away. Ball four. Boy, Shohei will be talking to himself. Cannot do this in a game such as this. So now it's two men on, one man down. And my goodness, here comes Jake Perez. And I think the missions may go pinch runner here for Castellanos. Yep, they will. Pedro is the designated hitter, so a pinch runner for Castellanos. Again, the batter will be Perez with Pichardo on deck. And Connor Hollis, the obvious selection there to come in and pinch run. Should have guessed that. Couldn't spot the uniform number right away, so Connor Hollis is the pinch runner. First and second, one man down. Jake Perez, the batter. First pitch, swing and a miss on a delivery down and in. Well, Jake Perez is 0-2. He flew out to center field on a well-hit ball in the third and then just flat out got his pocket picked by Hernandez at shortstop in the sixth. And that was a good pick, too, by Lawrence Butler. 0-1 count. Shohei's pitch drops down and in. One ball, one strike. Activity begins down the Rockhounds bullpen. Shohei with a leadoff single to Castellanos. A fly ball out to right, but a walk to Ditter. First and second, one away. Perez waits, 1-1 pitch, up and in. Did it hit him? Did it hit him or the bat? Let us see. I believe the call is that it hit the bat, but let's see. In that case, a 1-2 count with first and second and one down. Again, Kirbin Pichardo, who is the number 9 hitter, is on deck. Rifkin Reyes, top of the order, in the hole. Yep, it is a foul ball. There are times, of course, that the bat and the hands are all one. 1-2. Connor Hollis, the leadoff second base. He runs really well. Set by Shohei. Pitch to the plate. Bounces back to the screen, and the wild pitch will put runners at second and third. So, going for Shohei. This has been a rough outing for the right-hander, and now the Missions. You know, he said this last night, too. San Antonio has played such excellent baseball over the last, it's my math here, last 40-plus games. They have basically been winning two out of every three games they've played for 40-plus. So their confidence level, you know, is very high. Infield in, 2-2 count. Pitch is down and away, ball three. Man, if you're Ryan Cusick, you just got to be shaking your head. 7 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. But this ball game now really hanging by a thread. 3-2 to Jake Perez, right-handed hitter. Set and pitched by Shohei. Swing and a miss, and he got him. So now it's Kirbin Pichardo with second and third. And two men down. Shohei comes back with a strikeout. Here's Kirbin Pichardo. 0-for-2 in the game. He has struck out swinging and fouled out to left fielder Michael Goldberg on a good play. Second and third, two out. Stretching pitch by Shohei. Swung on, fouled off. Right side, out of play, 0-1. And Rockhounds with activity in the bullpen behind Tomioka, but right now it's Shohei and it's Kirbin Pichardo. Pinch runner Connor Hollis is at third base. Ray Patrick Ditter is at second. They both run well. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Shohei. Ground ball sharply hit at shortstop. Darryl is there. Hernandez with the throw, and the inning is over. Shohei Tomioka comes back with two key outs after it was second and third. And one man down, no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and two men left, and they are both left in scoring position. So we have played 8, and nobody's figured out a way to score a run in this ball game. We're in San Antonio. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after 8, we are scoreless.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth inning, J.J. Schwarz leads it off in a dandy ball game. no score. Denzel Clark, Shane McGuire to follow. Right-hander Devin Copps delivers a little looper down the right field side. Slicing, drifting, just foul. And J.J., a little stir in the crowd with that one. Inside-out swing, looped it down the right field line. Boy, that looked like it had a chance for a moment, but it drifted foul. So we're in the top of the ninth inning, no score. And it has just flat been a case of outstanding pitching and when needed, really, really good defense. There's a swing and a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit for J.J. J.J. Schwarz 1-for-3 in this game. Again, he has had great success against the Missions. He's now 5-for-13 in the season series with 3 home runs. On an 0-1 pitch, Schwarz with a base hit up the middle. It's one on, nobody down for Denzel Clark. So Lazaro Armenteros will pinch run for J.J. at first base. Now again, good speed. Not necessarily a base stealer. Pitch down and in, ball one to Denzel Clark. So both ball clubs pinch running for their designated hitters who reach in the last of the eighth and top of the ninth, respectively, for the Missions and Hounds. Pitch. Well, that's a high strike. 1-1. Well, I've said it before. The high strike has been called tonight, so. There was one case, I think it was Greg Dykeman, that looked like that was a high strike. But again, it's been called. The upper edge of the zone has been called, and consistency is all you can ask for. Pitch down and away, and a good backhanded stop by Michael De La Cruz. Rockhounds nothing, Missions nothing in the top of the ninth inning. Denzel waits. Kevin Copps came on and got 3 outs in the eighth. Pitch instead is a toss to first. It'll chase Lazaro back. Surprised to see Lazaro go here, but again has good foot speed. Denzel waits, pitch to Clark, big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 2-2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel 1-for-2, a single, a walk, a stolen base, and he flew out to right field. He is ready, stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss. Foul tip, I do believe, and out on strikes is Denzel. One down in the top of the ninth inning. And the batter will be Shane McGuire. Michael Goldberg on deck for the Rockhounds. And Ryan Cusick, just tremendous, retired the last 17 batters he faced. This swung on punch left side. That's a base hit. Inside out swing by Shane McGuire, and Lazaro will stop at second base. Over to get it in a hurry was Tirso Ornelas, but Shane McGuire went with a pitch outside part of the plate, drove it down the left field line for a single, stopping at second again is Lazaro. Oh no, if we get a second look, I'd love to see this from the home plate or the center field camera looking in at home plate. Don't think we'll see a replay. Of course, it was the Rockhounds who did it, so. First and second, one man down, Michael Goldberg. Beat out an infield single his last time. Swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. And Drew Swift is on deck. 8-9 in the order. Lazaro on at second, Shane McGuire on at first. 2-1, 1-out, top of the ninth. Pitch to Goldberg, swings, foul ball out of play. 0-2. He put it in play his last time with an 0-2 count. Shortstop Ray Patrick Ginter made a good play on the ball, but Michael beat it out for an infield single. He's 0-2 here with two runners on in a scoreless game in the ninth inning. Rocks that bat over the right shoulder as he waits. Stretch by the right-hander. Copps delivers in a swing and a miss. So, 3-pitch whiff for Michael Goldberg. And here is Drew Swift. And again, welcome to Double-A Baseball. First and second, two out, top of the ninth inning in a scoreless game. Drew is 0 for 3 in this game, 2 for 6, including last night, with a base on balls. First pitch, swing, fly ball, right field. Oh, they had him played shallow. This ball's got a chance. It's going to get over the head of the right fielder, Pichardo. That's going to drive home a couple of runs. Swift is digging for third. There'll be a relay throw. One hop. He slides. Is he there? Now they got him at third. Oh, and the Rockhounds are furious. Swift thought he beat it. Bobby thought he beat it. The relay throw gets him, but not before he drives in a pair. Drew Swift. Oh, the Rockhounds really taking umbrage to that call. Not going to argue it there. But Swift thought he beat it. That'll be a two-run double for Drew Swift in the top of the ninth. Had him played shallow, and the ball got over Pichardo's head. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Village Car Wash score Hounds 2, Missions nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Talk about a double-A debut. Drew Swift, a double over the head of right fielder Pichardo. He is thrown out trying to get to third, so he's a third out of the inning, but not before driving home the game's first two runs. So the Rockhounds lead this game by a score of 2-0, scored two runs on three hits in the inning. Nobody left with a very close play at third. In the pitch is Durbin Feltman, which you kind of thought might be the case. He delivers up high, top of the order, Ripken Reyes. Still, though, just a 2-0 game. Reyes 1-for-3. Switch hitter batting from the left side against Durbin Feltman. Lost our crowd mic for a moment. There we go. The stretch and the right-hander delivers. This ball is in the center field. Line drive. Base hit. Lead-off single. Boy, Reyes is one tough guy to get out. Single to center field. Leading it off here in the last of the ninth inning. So just that quickly. Here's Tirso Ornelas, and again, one of the league's best run producers. And he comes up as the tying run. So Durbin on in the ninth, but gives up the base hit. Ornelas waits. Breeze has picked up a little bit. First pitch is a high strike outside edge, and boy, Ornelas again didn't say anything, but that again just a little bit of a body language saying he thought that pitch was up. We've seen a lot of that in this evening's game. 0-1 to Ornelas. Cheating in at third is Brett Harris, even with the bag at third, and a look and a glance over at first. That'll get Reyes scooting back to the bag. Again, Ripken picked off in the first inning of this game. Ornelas, left-hander hitter. He's 0-for-2 and was flat robbed by Lawrence Butler his last time up. swings and belts one, but foul right field corner. He was well out in front of that, so it's 0-2. Ornelas, two ribbies last night, as we have mentioned, both the game-tying and game-winning runs. Left-handed hitter waits, 0-2 count. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, hard hit ball right side, and that's into right field, a base hit. It'll be first and third, nobody out. Reyes was running. Boy, again, Ornelas, boy, he is a tough out as well. That was an 0-2 pitch, and he sent it through on the right side. So now it is the Missions who have the tying runs on base with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ruben Feltman, who has been so very good out of the Rockhounds bullpen. And now it is first and third. Michael De La Cruz is the batter. Daniel Johnson on deck. And what do we have? We have, trying to have time called. Pitch clock is being reset. Interesting hand gesture by our home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews, but it's simply a reset of the clock. Cheating in at third is Brett Harris. Pitch swung on a miss, down and in. De La Cruz 0-for-3. He has struck out twice and bounced out pitcher to first. Missions on a fireworks night trying to rally back late. Of course, this game scoreless through eight. 0-1 pitch, and it bounces to the plate, and a run will score. And Durbin will talk to himself for a week. It's 2-1. And Ornelas in the scoring position. So one ball and one strike, a wild pitch, a run has scored. 2-1 the score. Catcher Shane McGuire and pitcher Durbin Feltman visiting briefly after getting a new baseball. That's not a visit to the mound. That was at the plate. So now, Tirso Ornelas represents a tie game. There's activity in the Missions bullpen. De La Cruz, a switch hitter from the left side against Feltman. Tying run in scoring position. Nobody out. Bouncing ball foul. The count goes 1-2. 1-2. To the Missions catcher. And so San Antonio, and they have come back each of the last two nights. They fell on Thursday, eventually won last night. Trying to do it again, all in the ninth inning in this game. Feltman's pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to right center field. Crowd reacts. It's not very deep at all. Dykeman will make the catch. In fact, the runner will not be able to move up. So Michael De La Cruz, a little bit of breeze blowing in might have helped the Hounds a little bit there, but that ball wasn't hit very deep at all, so one out. And the key thing there is that Ornelas does not get to third base with one man down. So here is Daniel Johnson. He is 0-for-3. A strikeout, a bounce out to second on a really nice play by Drew Swift. And he bounced out first base to pitcher his last time. Left-handed hitter. Facing Durbin Feltman, trying to slam the door here, but boy, that door is ajar for the Missions. 2-1 the score, all the scoring in the ninth inning. Pitch to Johnson, strike of the knees, outside edge, 0-1. Connor Hollis is on deck. He was the pinch runner for designated hitter Pedro Castellanos in the eighth inning, but he is on deck. 0-1 count, Johnson waits, Feltman with a pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Johnson, 252 on the season. Three home runs, 22 driven in. Left-handed hitter stands ever so slightly open. Durbin Feltman comes set. Hands drop down to the belt. Kicks and comes to the plate. Drops it low. Count is 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Hounds, 2. Missions, 1. Bottom of the ninth inning. Runner in scoring position with one man down. Pair of singles and a wild pitch. And now Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, pointing to the bullpen. So the Rockhounds going to get activity going. Looks like Trey Schupach will begin to warm for the Hounds. And a visit to the mound here from Shane McGuire. Breaks up pretty quickly. Darryl Hernandez is part of that conversation as well, goes over and says something to Drew Swift, the second baseman. So it's 2-1. Favorable count for Johnson. Set by Durbin from the belt. Looks at the runner at second. Pitch swung on and missed. When that thing vaporized at the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Both bullpens active. 2-1 Hounds. Bottom of the ninth inning. Hounds scored 2 on a Drew Swift double. Just minutes ago. Missions have scored once. It's 2-1. Tying run, scoring position. Pitch to Johnson. Bounces to the plate. And Shane McGuire makes the block. Keeps it in front of him. 3-2. First base open, so the full count won't mean anything in terms of base running. Durbin in a deep crouch as he looks in for the sign. Now has it come set. Full count, 3-2. Johnson waits. Pitch by Feltman. Swung on and missed. He got him. Or he did. Ah, foul ball. Didn't see it. Did not see it. That was right at the feet of Johnson. He got a tiny piece of it, and it did find the dirt. Boy, a 3-2 foul ball. Tell me, baseball in a game of, boy, inches and less than inches. Still 3-2. Full count, second time. Feltman, pitch takes flight. Ball hit in the air, center field. Going back with room is Denzel. Makes the catch. He slips. Runner will advance. Getting to third. That was interesting. Denzel lost his balance, hit the deck, hung onto the ball, but advancing to third is Tirso Ornelas. Boy, it may mean nothing. It may mean a lot. Runner is at third base, and remember, the Missions have already scored a run on a wild pitch in this inning. And here is Connor Hollis, and pitching coach Chris Smith is going to come out and have a visit. My goodness. Boy, of all the things that you don't expect to see is just a player making a catch in this case in deep center field and just flat losing his balance. I mean, you can see from here his feet just went out from underneath him. And while Denzel Clark made the catch, the runner advancing to third base. And that, again, is certainly heady base running from Ornelas. So he is at third, 2 men down, last of the ninth. And he is the tying run at third base. First pitch swung on, fouled back off the bat of Connor Hollis. 0-1. Hounds 2, Missions 1. Scoreless through 8. Durbin Feltman set. 0-1 count. Hollis waits. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Fouled off. 0-2. Well, this one. This one coming right down to it. And it's the type of game that frankly deserves that. It has been a really good ball game. 0-2, Connor Hollis, right-handed hitter. Durbin Feltman comes set. Runner at third, 2 out. Bottom of the ninth, it's 2-1 Hounds. Stretch, kick, pitch, down and away. 1-2. Connor Hollis, outfielder by trade, again came into this game as a pinch runner for Pedro Castellanos, the DH, just one inning ago. Now finds himself with a game on the line. A ball and 2 strikes. Durbin has the sign. Hands drop from the chin, slowly down to the belt. Turns, delivers. Punched in the air. Right center field. Greg Dykeman, ball game. Rockhounds win this thing 2-1. What a tremendous Texas League baseball game tonight in San Antonio, Texas. Wow. All the scoring in the ninth inning. The Rockhounds win it 2-1. Gentlemen, one, and I mean one at all. This Bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime,
but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 2 runs, 8 hits. For the Missions, 1 run, 5 hits. No errors in this game. My goodness, there was some outstanding defense. Rockhounds, I think, probably a little bit more than the Missions. We will check the time and attendance on the other side of the break. The winning pitcher in relief is Shohei Tomioka. The save goes to Durbin Feltman. And boy, we will come back, folks. I've got a little issue going here with my computer. So, boy, hang on. We'll try to come back here in just a moment.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
Well, glad that we are still with you. There was a little flash here, and the lights went down for a moment. The computer went away for just half a moment, so glad that that is back. And as you can tell, we have fireworks going here tonight in San Antonio. And, boy, these folks, well, they'll get their, they get the fireworks show, and that's great stuff. And, of course, that's the, I guess that's the headline performer tonight. What a great show going on, too. But, boy, these folks, even if they were only here for the fireworks, as some of them may have been, they saw a terrific Texas League baseball game. There were chances early in the game. Rockhounds had first and third, nobody out in the second inning, but starter Jose Espada got a little looper and a couple of strikeouts, got out of that jam. Rockhounds had a runner in scoring position, but with 2 out in the fourth inning. The Hounds did get leadoff singles in the sixth and again in the eighth from Brett Harris and Lawrence Butler, but neither time could they cash in. The Missions got 2 base runners in the first inning. One was picked off, the other caught stealing. Pedro Castellanos singled with 1 out in the second inning in this game against Brian Cusick. The only reason I mention that, that was a 1 out single in the second inning. Ryan Cusick pitched through the seventh and did not give up another base runner. He gave up 2 hits and a walk in this game and nothing after the 1 out single in the second inning. So he went the last 5 2/3, retiring 17 batters in a row, did Ryan Cusick. And he has had his way with San Antonio. He has faced the Missions twice, 13 scoreless innings on 3 base hits. And the biggest number perhaps tonight for Ryan, he did not, well, he walked one. Beg your pardon, he walked one. Second batter he faced, and he struck out 7. Walks have been the issue, but they were not tonight. Boy, he gets a no decision. And man, that's almost unfair. So after all of the Hounds had some opportunities along the way to be sure, Missions really had very few chances. Now, part of the reason for that, 2 brilliant plays at short by Darryl Hernandez and an absolute sensational play by Lawrence Butler at first base in this game. But the Missions, again, nothing going since 1 out in the second inning until the ninth. And in the top of the ninth, Hounds got a leadoff single from J.J. Torres. A one-out single from Shane McGuire. And with two men down, Drew Swift in his second double-A game. First pitch he sees goes opposite way, sends a fly ball to right. Now, I'd love to know if Pichardo misjudged it in right field, but the ball got over his head. Both runners will score. Swift is thrown out. The Rockhounds disagreed with the call, but he's thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. But two runs score, and that gives the Hounds a 2-0 lead in this ballgame. In the last of the ninth, though, the Missions rally right on back. Rifkin Reyes with a leadoff single. Tirso Ornelas follows with a single. That puts runners in the corners. A wild pitch will bring home a run, but from that point on, Durbin Feltman got three fly ball outs. Michael De La Cruz, and how big was the fact that this one didn't get deep? With a runner at second, a fly ball to right field, not deep enough to advance the runner. The next batter up sent a ball to deep center field on a fly ball. That would have tied the game otherwise. But on that play, Denzel Clark makes the play but loses his footing. And base runner Tirso Ornelas rather, will advance to third base on a heads-up play. But a line drive to right field, Connor Hollis lines out to Greg Dykeman in right field, and that will end this ball game. So, my goodness, what a contest here tonight. Numbers we gave you are correct. Rockhounds, 2 runs, 8 hits, Missions, 1 run, 5 hits, game errorless and beautifully played defensively. That's just a pleasure to watch. Ryan Cusick, a no decision, but he drops his ERA by almost half a point, down to 3.66. He was brilliant. I think you can make a case that's the best outing of his professional career. 7 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Shohei Tomiyota got in a jam, but pitched out of it, got the win. He's 2-0. The loss will go to Kevin Copps. He falls to 3-2. The save to Durbin Feltman, that is his third. ERA at 2.19. It bumped up a little bit because he gave up the run. 2 hours, 26 minutes of baseball daylight time, 4,164 on hand, and they are watching the fireworks burst in the sky here, as you can tell. Well, tomorrow afternoon, Rockhounds and the Missions will close out this series. Hounds will see a left-hander they thought they'd see tonight, Jackson Wolf, and he is one of the league's absolute best. And he will get the baseball tomorrow. He's 6-6 with a 3.77 ERA. Blake Beers got roughed up a little bit opening night in this series, and he will get the baseball to close it out tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Will the right-hander Blake Beers go into the hill for the Rockhounds? 1:05 start time tomorrow, and then the first half will come to an end. Well, as the fireworks burst into the sky here, big time. The guy is going to finish up so we can stay so long, or are you just going to get it? No, they're going to go ahead and fire him off, I do believe. Man, they're going at it. Hounds, by the way, I knew there was one other note I wanted to pass along. The Rockhounds now lead this series 3-2, and they lead the season series 6-5 against the first half champion Mission. So, well, you can only hope. What might have been, huh? Had the Rockhounds just a win or a loss here or there difference, and this series might have been for the first half title. But, boy, they have really played the Missions absolutely straight up, and then some have the Rockhounds. They now lead the season series 6-5. There we go. Fireworks are now in the books, and you can barely see through the haze here in San Antonio. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us here on Rockhounds Radio. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Nelson Wolf Stadium with the Rockhounds winning a thriller. Drew Swift, 2-run double, top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds hold off the Missions 2-1 in a game that was scoreless through the first 8 innings. Tremendous stuff. So with our final Hounds 2-1 until tomorrow, Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from San Antonio.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.